I want?
Probably not.
You're with me and you can ask that question.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to get, we were talking about headphones. I was going to get some Bose. Boys.
Yeah,
boys.
Like some boys headphones, please.
Is that play school? Yeah. Some Bose headphones. And the I have noise canceling, the old school ones, Bose, that you plug in. But now they have the wireless ones.
The Bluetooth?
Which used to be illegal on planes.
Oh, really? I never knew that.
You could not use them because that was their, you know, their BS that they said. Oh, cell phones. No, it'll cause the plane to crash. Yep. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Or Bluetooth. No, it'll cause the plane to crash.
So what I was told by someone in the industry, but I don't know what they did, but they supposedly, and someone can correct me, someone who's actually been in the industry at any point, that the reason they said that is more from a customer service standpoint, because once you get over 10,000 feet, you don't get reception, supposedly. And then people start complaining that they don't get reception on their phones and they have to put up with that.
Sure.
It has nothing would to say, do with the safety of the plane.
No, but that's the way they used to frame it. So right. I would say it's probably partially that, but it's also about annoying other passengers.
That too. Yeah. Yeah. So, but all around it's customer service. It's not, yeah. It has nothing to do with the safety of anyone on the plane, unless right. you're clinically insane, which I should be.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally possible. But yeah, that's the whole skinny on the whole noise canceling headphones. Now I've got some Bose in ears now, which I love. But they're not Bluetooth. I have some Bluetooth ones, but they're not noise canceling.
Oh, see, this is where I get myself into not trouble, but a large amount of frustration, because I don't like to spend a lot of money on stuff like that. So like the headphones I'm wearing, they look impressive. They're not great because they're cheap, and I know they're cheap, but they're plugged in. So, yep. You know, these are my studio headphones.
Yep.
I have a pair of Bluetooth headphones that I didn't spend more than $30 on, and they suck. I walk 2 feet away from my phone and it breaks up. I've tried to use them on phone calls and no one can hear me. They keep crackling. They go in and out. So they're just not very, very good, and they're not noise canceling.
Yeah.
So I sometime I've got to break down and just buy a nice, good, expensive pair of headphones, whether that's the in-ear or anything like that. I don't know. I just don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you heard Peyton in the background going, not too expensive, it's just expensive.
She does take after her mom.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Yeah, it's the headphone thing is, I mean, it's odd because there are constantly, I mean, new technologies all the time. I'm a Bose aficionado. I've got a good friend who is who works for Bose, and he's gotten me a deal on some of the. I can't think what the Bluetooth ones are called. But I use them for working out, and okay. I actually have two sets of them for some odd reason. I ended up with two, and they work fine. But I'm with you. Occasionally, there's a connectivity breakdown if I have the phone. Which is probably good because I walk away from the elliptical trainer and then my phone's over there if it breaks down. But anyway, so yeah, I've had to.
Well, my issue with in-ears, I love the idea of in-ears, but I always, they always fall out of my ear, especially the Apple earphones. Now I've never tried the Bluetooth, so and people say they stay in much better, but they just feel so loose. They always feel like they're going to fall out. And that makes me really nervous for one, two, yeah. Uncomfortable because the last thing I want to be doing, you know, as much as I work out is be on the treadmill or something and my in-ear just falls out.
Treadmill or something.
Or something. Yeah. Whatever you call that.
Yes. You are a hard workout man.
Yeah. No doubt. Now they have the Apple in-ear iPod, or the, what do they call them? The pods,
AirPods.
AirPods. Now they have the Pro that have the sticky. I might try one of those, but they're expensive. They're almost $300. Hold on for just a second. My daughter wants my attention. Yes, dear. Huh? He's not here. Where's Clyde? What?
Where's Clyde?
I don't know.
I'm lying on the steps. The door's closed.
Okay. Then I must have left him out there. He's probably laying in his bed. If he wants to come up, you can open the door.
Okay.
The funniest part to me is Peyton is talking to you, and you have these headphones on, and she says something, and you go, "What?" Headphones on.
Yeah. Well, so she is one of the loudest human beings I know.
Who?
You.
Oh.
And she will scream and yell, and you're always, "Peyton, take it down a notch, take it down a notch." Unless you have earphones or something over your ears where you can't hear her, then she whispers.
That's funny.
She's doing a math test right now.
We were just talking about her online education and said that she said it's going pretty well, and but it's a little weird still. Just a little weird.
Yeah, that's about how well it's going.
And my loud child is barking at the front door.
Oh, you must have a UPS package.
Well, I'll know in a second, because I will get a notification on my phone.
Very nice.
It actually is pretty nice. That's the Google thing I was telling you about, the Nest Aware or something like that. And it's actually been working great.
Ours works great when I have the batteries charged.
Oh, well, see, I hardwired it. I know on my
My
sister-in-law has the Ring that has the battery charger. And as long as she remembers.
Yep.
But I lose connectivity anyway, even though it's hardwired sometimes. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, the Wi-Fi connectivity comes and goes.
Yeah. Well, and if you've noticed, we haven't frozen yet. And that's because I'm using my phone as the Wi-Fi again. But you know, I still don't know if I get closer to the node, I still got to try that. But yeah, so I understand the loss of connectivity, but for us, I've been home so long, which you would think I would remember to charge the batteries, but because we're always home, it's like, I don't really, it's probably a poor excuse, but do we really need to have the cameras when we're home? The only thing I've used them for in the last, 5 weeks is to watch Peyton outside if I'm up in my office, just to make sure she's safe. Yep. Not that I can do much about it. It's not like I can't run down 3 flights of stairs to get to her before someone takes her, but you know,
you'd be able to have that peace of mind.
Right. Exactly.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Well, yeah, it's the technology's fine, but sometimes we get overwhelmed and overwrought by the technology. I still have 2 more cameras to put up.
Nice.
Well, I've always wanted to have visibility into the front of the garage. And even though we've just moved into this place, it's set up just like our old house, where it's blind. You can't see anything when people pull into the driveway, unless you're in the old house way over into like the third bedroom.
Okay.
And then you can kind of see from an angle if somebody pulls in, but you still can't tell who it is. So anyway, I'm going to put up cameras out front just because I want to see when someone pulls in or who it is, or even if we're just looking to leave the house and waiting for somebody to pick us up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just good to know.
Yeah. Our driveway is pretty blind, and that's where we have one camera, but I still want to have another camera in the front of the house. I just haven't gotten there yet either.
Yeah. But it's cool. I do like the doorbell cam. And ours has facial recognition.
Oh, so nice.
It tells you it learns if it's the UPS guy or, you know, FedEx guy or whatever. And we've been ordering so much crap since we moved, you know, homeowner stuff that you have to have in your house. So anyway, that's been it's pretty
funny. We did a grocery run yesterday, and what a grocery run in our house means is I had both Costco and Amazon deliver all of our groceries.
Ah.
And that was fun. And the camera helped there because, again, I'm in my office, third floor, and I can't see the front of the house from here. Yeah. But the camera, it tells me when someone pulls into the driveway. So I know, My groceries are here. Now I can go put them in before they before they thaw out.
So we did the Walmart where you go pick it up.
Oh, did you?
They'll deliver too, but the pickup is so convenient. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you do all the stuff online and you've got, unfortunately, you have to, it's like 4 days in advance pretty much that you have to submit for a delivery time.
Sure.
Because it's so packed with people doing that. But then you, up till the midnight before the pickup, you can change the order.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad. It's kind of a good deal. But you pull in and they have designated spots, pop the trunk in the car. The girl comes out, and usually it's a girl who reads, says your name, stands 10 feet away, and she says, I've had to replace 1, 2, 3 things with other. Is that okay? Sure is. Okay. She loads them into the trunk. Okay. It's all set. Thank you very much. And I don't have to sign anything. Press the button, closes the trunk. Out you go. It's just it takes no time, and it's pretty cool.
We've done that with K. Roger, but I find Kroger. I'm on a podcast.
I knew that.
Stop talking to me. I love you, but stop talking to me. Thank you.
Is that your wife? I thought it was.
No. Jen wouldn't talk to me. She doesn't talk to me normally.
Whether you're on a podcast or not. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe you should take your headphones off. Maybe she'd talk to you more.
Maybe.
Honey, anyway, I'm on a podcast.
We've done the Kroger thing before, and it's the same thing, and it's great. The only problem is, and the only reason we did the Kroger, because I already knew this part of it, is it's so expensive. I mean, we get 8 items and we spent $150 versus, you know, we go to do the Costco thing and the Amazon Fresh thing, and we spend that same amount and get 3 times the amount of stuff.
Oh, wow.
So I know it's just crazy. And the only reason we do the Kroger thing is because they will let you do wine. So you can get wine from Kroger and they'll actually bring it out to the car. We can't have any of that delivered unless we go through a separate service to do it. Right.
Got it.
So that's the only reason we've done the Kroger thing, but it's just so expensive compared to everything else.
Yeah.
You know, I can go spend, which happens, $400 at Costco.
Yes.
And have food to last a month and a half.
Well,
versus
the trouble I have with Costco, and it is my trouble. I love Costco.
Yeah.
And we will go and we can't get out of there for less than $300.
No,
you
never.
Can't. You're there. Right. And you're right, for a lot of the stuff, because you buy it in bulk, it will last for a long time. But what pisses me off is you go to Costco, spend $350, and then come home that night and you go, I forgot to get milk.
Yeah.
Something like that. So you got to go to the corner store just to pick up the crap. So we still end up going to the grocery store.
Well,
at least twice a week.
We can avoid it. And that's mainly because we have a list. And the nice thing about Amazon and Costco, the same, is they tell you what you ordered on your last order and they ask you if you want to order it again.
Yep.
So we have our list that we've built up while we're gone, you know, when we're not shopping, and it's all right there. So we just order it from that point. And it's one of those things, you just get used to it and you get into a habit. So we do all of our dry goods, anything that's shelf stable, let's call it that, shelf stable. And then we can buy in bulk, we get from Costco. And then anything that's like milk and or anything that you need to refrigerate and won't last that long, but still is good, that's what we get from Fresh. Then we get our vegetables from a farmer's market, a local farmer's thing. So that's kind of how we play that. And it sounds like a lot of extra work, but in reality, it's less expensive and lasts longer. And it's so easy. I don't even know why. I don't even think we'll ever go back to a store again, except to get wine.
The only thing I miss about and that I think that stores would miss is when you shop in person, you think of other things that you need, whether you need them or not. You just have, you know, that thing where you say, oh, sardines. That's right. You know,
but that's also how you save money.
Oh, for sure. By not doing that. However, And I'm just going from Walmart because that's what's closest to us being in kind of in the sticks. Is they have their app is terrific. They suggest stuff to you on the app even before you're going to add to or subtract from your grocery list or search for certain items. They have suggested items, and I find myself, oh yeah, I could use that, you know, and so we'll add to it occasionally. But that's the thing they have to replace is when you walk by something and say, oh yeah, diced tomatoes or whatever, that you throw that into your cart. But I'm with you. I think this, I'm hoping that one of the outcomes is that this becomes more of a consistent way of doing it. But you're using it well, it sounds like to me.
Well, I'm just trying to save money. That's all.
That's not all. You're looking at convenience too.
Well, yeah, but that's just convenience because I don't want to go out of the house.
Well, it's lazy convenience. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I have literally, with the exception of just taking my car for a run once in a while, just because, you know, I don't like to let it sit. And plus, I love driving. No. I have literally not left the house since March 14th.
Wow.
I think. Yeah. Whatever that Friday was that week.
You're a curmudgeon.
I am a curmudgeon. Yep.
We leave from time to time. We've done several Menards trips, and now Menards is requiring face masks that we
hold on, John.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
That's
she
okay.
She had to correct me.
Oh.
And then I had to correct her back.
She is your daughter.
Yes. Yes. So we actually had a very long conversation this morning down in the kitchen because, you know, Peyton is a typical 9-year-old girl, and she likes to argue, and she likes to get her way, and she likes to sneak, and she likes to lie. Yes. Now the whole world knows. Oh,
we call it fabrication.
Fabrication. But it's typical kid stuff. But we were, you know, my wife and I were blaming each other for the different things, like the stubbornness definitely comes from Jen, and the argumentativeness definitely comes from me.
Wow. Stubborn and argumentative. All
yes.
In one.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yes. So anywho.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what Robin Williams used to say? It's a good thing they're cute so you don't beat the crap out of them.
That's right. It is a good thing they're cute, so we don't beat the crap out of them. I just got a shocked face.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
thank
beautiful.
Goodness for the ability to edit.
oh, we're not editing that. Cut it out.
Cut it out.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. So you have been homebound. And so are you getting, other than those little drives that you might do from time to time, are you getting, worn out with it?
No, I'm probably the opposite of most people I know. I'm loving every minute of it.
Right.
I am an introvert, and there are things that I miss. I would love to go to a bar or something and hang out with some friends. I mean, I do miss that part of it, or go to someone's house, but the not traveling has been wonderful.
Agreed.
Being able to see everyone every day has been wonderful. So yep. I'm digging this more. I have been enjoying it. She may not have been enjoying it as much as I have, but I have been enjoying it. So Peyton does prayers every night.
Nice.
And it's the same prayer pretty much every night. And one of them is, it has to do with help daddy stay home more often. And, you know, I looked at her last night and I said, do you think you might want to revise that now that I've been home for as long as I have? Are you sick of me yet? And she didn't have an answer for me. She just looked at me blankly because she didn't really know what the right answer was. Yeah.
So if she had had one ready to go, that would have been worse, wouldn't it?
Yes.
She would have said, oh, you're right. Thanks, Dad. And
yep.
Please make Daddy go back on the road.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I understand. And that's, you know what? I think it's a challenge for everybody. I speaking of prayers, I count my blessings for both of us both you and me, because we're fortunate ones to still have jobs and jobs that
yes.
we can do, jobs that we can do well from our homes. And,
right.
And so we have been very fortunate in that, because there are so many that have been, call it what you want, furloughed or fired or whatever it is. And it's, you know what, that certainly just adds to it. So whatever stress we feel is kind of minimal compared to what we could be feeling, I guess, and what others.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we don't want to make too big a deal of that, but it's kind of weird. And the whole thing you said, I'd like to, you know, drive and go to a bar and have lunch or whatever. And
a coffee shop.
Right. When we take the Harley out, that's normally what we would do. Go to a bar, have lunch. You know, we're not, I don't drink when I'm riding the Harley. So
it almost sounded like, and it might've been the video or the audio cutting out. It said, I don't drink when I'm drunk.
No, that's what I said. I don't drink when I'm riding the Harley. And there's a good reason for that, just because I've seen too many people that do, and it's ridiculous. But we will still go to a bar, I'll have a Diet Coke, we'll, you know, eat some lunch or whatever. And it's just kind of nice to have bar/restaurant destinations as you drive.
Yep.
Or as you ride. And we haven't had that lately. So unfortunately, we've ended up going to parks. And
I haven't even done that.
Oh my God. Well, I haven't either, because we have no reason to. But our governor closed almost all of the state parks. For what reason, I have no idea. It seems like outside to me would be a good place to, maintain social distance. But apparently he thought differently. So we have checked out some of the county parks, and they're usually packed because
bars are closed. Because the big ones are
closed. And anyway, so I'm looking forward to being able to stop and visit, even if it is, you know, social distancing when we're riding someplace.
Have you masked up yet?
I have. I did. I think the last time I did was when I went in for my blood test. Because I knew they'd all be masked up, and they took my temperature before I went in, and I was, 95.9 or something like that.
So wow.
You're running a non-fever, so I'm usually at least 1 degree low, if not more. So
yeah, I'm.
Oh, you're 98.6. Oh crap, I have a fever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's anyway, hilarious. I wore masks then, but that's about it. How about you? Have you?
We just got our masks on Friday.
Okay.
And I don't go out very often, but one of the reasons that I did is because I'm going to be playing golf soon with a friend of ours. And when we go to the golf course, just, when we're in the pro shop and stuff, you have to wear it, because that is the only thing Tennessee has made a must, is that particular thing is you have to wear a mask. Other than that, Tennessee is pretty much open again. For the most part,
you guys are going to phase it open, weren't you?
They're phasing, but I think that it's interesting. In my opinion, they're phasing it backwards, opening the places that are at more at risk than any other place first, like restaurants.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
restaurants are open at 50% capacity, and people are up in arms around it. It's interesting, and I don't want to get into the political aspect of it, but they are opening things a lot here. The interesting thing, though, is the governor is opening it in phases. And then as soon as that happened, the mayor of Nashville said, no, we're not opening until the middle of May. So while Tennessee is open, and I could drive a mile and be in a different county and probably still be open, but Davidson County, which is Nashville proper, still closed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm sure there's some of that, where it varies from one locale to the next, and certainly one political body to the next. You know, you've got people, quote unquote, in power who are either doing it to wield their power or doing it because they think it's the right thing to do. And that's fine if that's what their driving point is. But there's been some ridiculousness that goes along with it. The Michigan governor in particular. And again, you and I can get political. I don't need to for this, because for her to say you cannot order seeds online and have them delivered to your house? That was one of the things that she pulled the plug on.
Really? I didn't hear that one. That was a little ridiculous.
My gosh, I just don't get it. And maybe some of the other things were valid, but I can think of no possible reason why. We don't want you prepping.
Yeah. We don't want you planting your own garden. We want you buying stuff.
That was ridiculous. So that's why there were a lot of protests in Michigan and so on.
That's interesting. But a good prepper already had seeds.
You what?
A good prepper already had seeds.
You would think so. Maybe they're just learning to be preppers.
There you go. Or then here's the solution. You do one grocery store run, get everything that you would plant organically, get the seeds from that and plant.
Good.
It's simple.
Yeah. Well, you're a problem solver.
Yes, I am. Yeah. And a brown thumb, because that never works for me.
Well, I thought you were out of toilet paper. Anyway,
yuck.
You started it.
Yeah, I did.
That is, that's, you're not going to edit that. I know you're going to be happy. That's in there.
Pause for a second.
I did.
All right. The joys of homeschooling.
Well, but I think that's, I tell you what, people who have, in our business, it's much the same as digital retailing to me. People who have done it in the past were a lot more prepared for this pandemic than people who did not. So it's kind of like digital retailing for us in our business on websites. If you had been engaging in digital retailing, or at least had it available, but when the pandemic hit and stores shut down and so on, you were ready to sell online.
Right.
But if you weren't, it's like starting a new thing and, you know, doing two things at once, which is I'm going to create this new way of merchandising. And at the same time, I'm going to not be able to sell anything in person.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think those that have done homeschooling have benefited.
I think that can carry over into everything. Even when we talked about seeds and prepping, you know, those who are used to it and do it all the time, they're not hurting. And, you know, we've talked about that on one of our episodes, that we're mini preppers and we were fine. We didn't need to do any of the shopping that we did. And up until this last one that I did, where it was a pretty big order, but that's because we've been here since March, middle of March, early March. Yeah. You know, we haven't really done a major shop since then. So
that's cool.
Yeah. But that's being prepared. And I know other people that went to the grocery store and freaked out and bought as much toilet paper as they could, you know, that was just not being prepared.
No,
even though I still don't think they needed to do that.
No. And Lisa has made fun of me in the past. She won't anymore. About, you know, and I'm usually the Costco guy where I'll get a great big thing of whether it's toilet paper or paper products, let's just say paper towels. We've got, we have 20 paper towel rolls up in one of our closets, at least 20. And we had about the same when it came to, you know, the number of toilet rolls. And so we're not, it's not that big a deal. But 2 years from now, if you said, so you're still doing well, no, we're not prepped for 2 years.
No,
we are for 2 months.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So. And that's kind of, I don't know if it were to a point where you'd have to prep for 2 years, I don't think I'd want to live that long that way. So it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, it depends. I've got a buddy whose dad is a long-term prepper, we'll call him. And he has a room dedicated in his basement, and he truly has 2 years worth of food and water.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Yeah.
And again, would you want to live that long? And you know, if
nuclear Holocaust or anything, you know, like that.
Yeah. It's kind of a challenge like that. So,
I think it depends on what it is. So we are prepped, not to get too deep into prepping, but we are prepped to last, like we did, about a month and a half, 2 months in the house with plenty of food, right? Yeah. But if it were anything beyond that, or if it were some sort of major cataclysmic event, you like that? That's a good word, huh? Cataclysmic.
Well done.
Then, you know, we've got seeds you know, we have the prepper seed, bag of different seeds and, you know, just water filtration and things like that. So we can grow our own food. If it comes to that, we're prepared for the long haul, but it's not the, I'm not going to go to the basement and live in the basement for 2 years. That's not that, that's kind of my point. You know, if the network, if the entire network shut down, the power grid, everything, and yes, we could live. We could live for a long time because we're ready for that. If it was the nuclear holocaust and you're stuck in a bomb shelter for 2 years, no, not ready for that. We think I even want to go there.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody is, but
yeah. Are you prepped now that you have a basement? Are you prepped?
Oh yeah, I had a basement before. Yes, we actually. So I used to store water. Because that was one of the things, and not a lot, but I would say 20 gallons or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But I have since read something that, I mean, it's much better just to store bottled water.
Yeah.
And so, because it lasts a long time, it's got a great shelf life and so on. So we rotate in and out of our bottled water. And the bottled water is... I think we're up to 3 cases now. So I had it at probably 10 and used some before we moved because I didn't want to move it from one house to the next. So now I think we're back up to. So we usually, when we get groceries, we'll get, you know, 1 case for ourselves and 1 for down here. And then, yes, and sometimes we use our, what's the name of the nice
filter?
Why these things?
Yetis.
Thank you. We have 2 or 3 Yetis, which we use often. So we have a Brita water filter, and we use that to, you know, fill our Yetis from time to time. And it's, but I like the convenience, as you can see behind me. If you were watching, listeners, you can see I have some bottled water behind me. Because I like, what's this one? The Propel. I like these. This is pretty good stuff, and it's a change of pace from just, you know, regular water. So anyway, yeah, sure. Those are good. And but for storage, bottled water seems to be the best.
Yeah, and we usually get the gallon jugs, but Jen drinks them because they are spring water, and that's supposedly better for you. So we don't usually keep enough in the house to store. We used to. It just got to be a point now that, I mean, we're buying 3 gallons every time we go to the store, and it's gone within way less than a week.
Bottled water.
Yes. Yep.
Way less expensive. I mean, a little
bottle. But we do have a filter, and then we do have a major one of those crisis filters that's supposed to filter out everything.
Cool.
What are they called? A life straw. So we have life straws, and that's pretty much how we justify not doing it, because we figure, you know, if again the S hits the fan, then we've got that, and that will hopefully help for a little while.
We have those too, and they're like individual things. That's the life straws. They don't, you know, they're not going to filter enough for a whole family, you know, as
we've
got one for each of us.
But when we buy our sailboat, Mr. Smolik told me the other day that we got him going down a sailboat rabbit hole on YouTube. So I'm bringing it up so he gets back on that rabbit hole. but you know, we'll just get our nice sailboat, the potty boat, and make sure it has a desalinization rig on it, and we can make our own water that way.
Awesome. And I think that's a really good idea. And I'll probably be in the nice motor yacht right next to you.
Okay.
And we'll,
I was thinking just getting a really massive one, so you and Lisa could have one side of the boat, and then Peyton, Jen, and I could have the other side.
That's get fine. A cat. You were talking about a sailboat. We could maybe tow you.
There you go.
Did you see where they had the NFL draft? Did you see where Jerry Jones was as he was selecting players on his yacht?
No. Was he really?
Oh, and if you want to see a nice yacht, Google Jerry Jones's motor yacht. It's pretty.
All right.
Okay. You're doing it now. Good. Awesome. It's quite.
No, I'm just writing it down.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you to hear me typing.
I can hear everything. I can hear your heartbeat. Who gives a crap if I hear you typing?
I don't think it's you, though. I think of our listeners, all five of them.
Whatever. They can hear your heartbeat, too.
Probably. I have a big heart.
He's so special. I hear his heartbeat through his wonderful verboseness.
Yes. Yes. But the nice thing is when I lay down on my comfy marshmallow-like down comforters or non-down comforters or anything that comes from Buffy, who is nice enough to allow us to be an affiliate, then you can't hear anything because it's too puffy.
Your Buffy's too puffy?
The Buffy's too puffy. But that's not a bad thing. That's a really good thing.
I think it's an awesome
thing. And if you want to learn more about Buffy, check out the link in our show notes or head up to our website, pottymouths.com, and go to our affiliate links and you'll see Buffy right there.
And if you're going to get, and many of us are in the market for you know, something like that. If you're going to get it, just do it. It's not like you pay more or anything because you go through us. So just go
do
to
it.
Do it. Yeah, for sure. Would you
just do it.
I know they would too. I have something to tell you.
Oh, I'm ready. Pope John Paul.
Whatever.
Aretha's Greatest Hits. Very cool. On vinyl.
On vinyl, which tells you I got a phonograph.
Did you really?
I did.
Congratulations. Welcome to the 20th century.
Well, I'm actually going back to the 20th century because
that's kind of what I meant by that.
Let's say.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like vinyl to, I don't know. It's just kind of unusual. I haven't had one for 20 years, 25 maybe.
Oh, really?
And so I got it yesterday. It took forever to ship. And because I'm surprised they didn't get it here sooner because it is essential equipment.
Right, absolutely.
But I played Head East Live for the first album on it. And it just, there's something about it. Quality wise, it's a little different. And I'm not sure it's any better than digital. Probably not. It's probably worse. But it's okay. It's more of a nostalgic thing. And I probably got 10 albums or so that I'll be playing from time. But they're albums like, you know, they're classics. So Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, and
love that album.
Michael Jackson and some Tom Petty and
Paul
Simon, Graceland.
Now I want to come over there. I'll wear my mask.
Which one? The Halloween one or the nurse?
Yes.
Mask?
Yes.
I'd like to see where both.
Yeah, exactly. Right. One right on top of the other. So what kind did you get? Is it one of the suitcase kind or is it a full on, spent money on it?
It wasn't very expensive. I mean, I seem to remember the last one I bought all those years ago was probably as much, if not a little more than this one was, but it's a belt drive, Techniques, I think they pronounce it. And, it was great. Easy to put together. It's got it's pretty simple. It's nothing, you know, nothing that's crazy, but it plays well. And I had this Onkyo amp, which is a great name. It's very powerful. And I used it in my surround sound system, got a great deal on it. And now we've got a new system upstairs with a bigger TV. So I had the amp just sitting here and I thought, oh, this would be awesome for powering these little front speakers that I had.
Oh, no.
Well, you're in a condo, so I don't want the massive speakers and piss off the neighbor. Anyway, so it was fine and it can go plenty loud, but I don't want it to. So it's just fine for my office.
Nice. I thought you were going to go to, I blew the amp out when I plugged in the record player. Okay. That's where I thought you were going. That's why I said, oh no.
We used.
And who cares about pissing off the neighbor? We've got a new neighbor who I haven't yet met because they moved in right when this whole thing started. He was out. It's a beautiful weekend. And he was out he pulled his boat up last night. And this morning he was out at 6:30, 6:45 this morning, pressure washing his speedboat.
Wow.
Like, okay, you know, that's a great impression to make on your neighbors who you haven't met yet, is to be out that early in the morning when everyone's at home.
Yeah.
Power washing your speedboat.
Was it pretty loud?
This is going to be a great. Oh yeah, it was very loud. I mean, it woke me up.
Yeah, that's not good.
So it was. That's not good.
Well, here's what
that's a great impression to make.
It's a little different, and it can be better or worse in a condo. And we're in our condo is side by side by side. So there are three of us together.
Okay.
And they're just, it's like a 2-unit duplex, except it's a triplex. And we're on one end, the lady in the middle, and there's another lady whose husband has passed away. In fact, I think he is the one who built, he and she built the unit in the first place. But they are the nicest people. So the lady next door is a professional seamstress. And I mean,
that's handy.
When I say professional, I mean it. She's done work for Disney, and she's,
oh wow,
she is quite in demand. She made us masks. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, and was that ever nice? And then she asked about our son, made masks for Michael and his wife and daughter and our granddaughter. And so that, very nice. The lady at the end, who is, you know, probably 80-ish or so, ordered donuts from the local the local bakery that delivered them right to the front door for us. I said, well, we can just sit out in the driveway and eat them together if you like. She said, it's a crappy day out. She said, just enjoy your donuts.
Hey, at least she's honest, right?
The nicest people. And so I sent them these, I sent them thank you cards. I don't know if you've seen these. We should use them as an affiliate. They're called Love Pop, and I know it's tough to see them.
Interesting. Okay, I see them.
If you open them up, shit. Now I'm going to show you. When you open them up, they do little art things. Should have done this before. So here's the card, and you send it and you open it up, and it has like this inside.
So that's cool. That's really cool.
Something. And then
it looks like did you just say cherry tree? Cherry blossoms?
Yeah.
Yeah, cherry blossoms. That's neat.
You fold it up and it just folds right back in. So it's really kind of cool. It's a neat little thing. So I sent those to each of them for being so kind, and they were very appreciative. So with a condo, you really want to get along with your neighbors. And I had forgotten.
Absolutely.
We've been in houses for the last 30 years, so it's a little bit different than the old apartments where you heard everything people did.
Everything. Yep.
Yes. Anyway, they're very nice people, and so we are quite fortunate.
That's good.
Quite fortunate. Yes.
I like it.
Yes. Nobody's power washing their boats in the morning.
Yeah. And they seem like very nice people, and I look forward to actually meeting them. It's partly our fault for not doing that. I mean, we've said hi while we're moving in, but it's not like they probably wouldn't feel comfortable. We didn't feel comfortable offering to help or anything. Sure. So, you know, probably didn't make the greatest first impression ourselves.
Well, I'm not sure that's what we're for. I think everybody wants to get settled.
That's kind of because I didn't like it when people came over and introduced themselves while I was moving stuff in. Right. So I understand that. Yep. And we've just been in a really bad spot. I think most of us would have at this point. But we have some really great neighbors, and we've gotten to know a few more since we've been through all of this, which is interesting. Except the ones that, you know, they're really great to your face, but then they get on the Facebook group and don't realize we only have 120 houses in this neighborhood, and they start bashing each other. Oh, that's hilarious.
Not good.
It's not like we don't know who you are, right? And it's not like we're not going to see you walking in the neighborhood tomorrow. Think before you type, people.
It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Well, today is a big day for me on my Facebook page, because I know like 10 people who have birthdays today.
Oh wow.
I know.
You have a busy day today.
It is the most populous birthday day of any on Facebook for me.
Interesting.
It is.
You should win an award for that.
Yeah, but that would be on my birthday if it were, but it's not.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that there was a very, apparently some sort of an event 9 months earlier, those years ago. Well, you know, it's November 15th, so come on, honey. And nobody ran away.
Well, you should look that up and see what that was. It'd be interesting. It would actually be interesting, especially if they're all about the same age, too.
Good, then I'll just leave it to you.
No, that's okay. I'm good. But on that note, Mr. Quaddy.
Sir.
If anyone that's listening enjoyed this episode or any of our episodes, please do us a favor and share it with at least one person. If you want to chat us up and tell us some of your stories from the COVID-19 stay-at-home order thingy that we're going through right now, share it with us on social media, and you can get there by going up to our website, pottymouths.com. You'll find all of our social media account links right there, including if you want another way to listen to the podcast, every single one of them. And this is the first time I can actually say, after having said this on a previous episode, every single episode of our podcast is now up on YouTube. So yes. If you're looking for another way to listen, that is definitely a way to do so.
You know,
John, do you have anything else to add before we head out?
You know, I'm going to. I spend time on YouTube, and it's stupid because it shows our logo and the waves.
Our logo stupid?
No.
I love that feature.
I stare at the logo while I'm listening. Because it's so stupid. I need visual input.
Well, so I have my TV connected to my computer here. So if I do that, that's exactly what's happening, is it's actually moving on the TV. It's really cool because I make it full screen. It's kind of like the old Apple screensaver.
Awesome.
Where if you played music in the background, it flickered. Same thing.
It's very much like that. So
all right, my friend.
For our next podcast, I'm going to play one of, or at least a song from one of the albums that I have on the turntable. So here's the your other choices. You can let us know. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Damn the Torpedoes. Tom Petty, Full Moon Fever. Creedence Clearwater Revival. This one is called Chronicle, which is kind of cool. Head East Live, Aretha's Greatest Hits. And then I have Dream Theater, Octavarium, which is awesome. Paul Simon, Graceland, Rolling Stones, Hot Rocks. I'm getting to the bottom. Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. And the last one is Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to vote for Thriller, but
okay.
Make sure we know early enough, everyone, because we're probably going to have to buy the rights.
Dang it. Just by saying all of them, see, Nick is our legal expert. No, we're not going to play them. We'll have to buy the rights to that song. So I actually own the album now, so I don't. It's not
illegal. There you go.
I'll have to do an ask.
Well, it's not illegal to play it. It's just illegal to play it on the podcast.
Which we won't. It'll just be accidental. How about if I hum it?
Oh, there you go. You could have it in the background.
Okay, I'm just leaving that alone. It's been fun talking with you, Nick, because it always is.
Always is. You enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, everybody.
Take care, pal.
See ya.